I am Isabella Julian. The date is November 18th, 2019 in Parker, Colorado.
I'm Jackie Foster. Same date, same place.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was a lot less restrictive than current day childhoods.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot more freedom to just go where we wanted to as long as we weren't in the house. And we didn't have trackers on us, so our parents didn't know where we went as long as we turned up when we were supposed to.
Right.
For lunch and when it got dark, because it was no phone call, you have to be home by a certain time. It's as soon as it started getting dark, that's when you had to be home by.
Right.
Most of the time my parents probably didn't even know where I was, and I was out hanging with friends or riding my bike, but as long as I kept checking in and they knew I was still alive. And unfortunately it's not the same today.
Yeah. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in the south coast of England, a place called Portsmouth, and we also lived on the seafront as well, so used to go to the beach as well to hang out with friends.
That's fun. When did you move here?
I moved to America, North Carolina, in 1995, but we actually moved to Colorado in 2006.
Right. Who are some important people in your life?
My family. Basically, if it wasn't for the family that I have, my husband that I chose, the kids that I have, if it wasn't for the husband I chose, I wouldn't have my kids
right.
That I have today, and I wouldn't be the person who I am.
Mm-hmm. What's your fondest memory with your family?
A couple of years ago, we did a big family vacation. My older two kids got time off work, so we went to Orlando for a couple of weeks. It was actually for my son's 21st birthday, and even though we've done amusement parks when the kids were younger, Stephanie hadn't actually been, so we wanted to do a big family vacation, and we picked Orlando.
That's exciting, especially for a 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
No, not really, because I've done everything that I've wanted to do. There isn't anything that I haven't not done.
Was there ever a time in your life where you doubted yourself?
I doubt myself all the time. If there's ever a big decision to make, I'm never sure if I'm making the right one or not. Sometimes it turns out to be the wrong decision, but more often than not, it turns out to be the right one.
Okay. If you could go back in time, would you undo anything?
No, I wouldn't undo anything, because if I changed anything in the past, then I wouldn't be where I am today with the life that I have.
Are you where you thought you'd be 10 years ago?
Yes and no. Things have happened within this past 10 years that at that point, 5 years ago, I was working in Safeway in the deli counter. I would still be working there, but family got in the way, so we decided that family was more important than me working. I didn't have to work.
Right.
So that kind of changed. I had some medical issues that have now been resolved in a positive way. So there are things that have happened, but for the most part, I'm a stay-at-home mom with three kids.
Yeah. And to go back, how long did you work at Safeway?
It was only about 4 months. So, it was a real,
Right. Did someone ever influence you that made you change your life plan?
Yes, my husband. Because we were both working, we had a house, it was just the two of us. But then he had a great opportunity to leave the job that he was in and move to America. So I basically gave up work and retired at the age of 25 and moved out to the States with him.
Right.
So that was my biggest plot twist, as it were.
Right.
And life change.
What does he do for work?
He's a manager in the IT crowd.
Yeah.
He's changed jobs a couple of times since moving here. He started with Microsoft, but he now works with Hitachi.
Nice.
So.
Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you.
You're most welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.